to state your name and ADC number again. We missed the recording button.
Okay. Jesus Rios Franco, 2542.
And I'll just continue from here. Again, that form listed your human rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. They are, as you can see on your video conference screen, the individual closest to you is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is myself, Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. And to my right is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Franco and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Franco, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, and again, there's only one allegation on this warrant, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir? Thank you. I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or are probably about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about December 29, 2017, as directed on December 27, 2017. Your whereabouts were known, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Franco, is this true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Franco's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Franco, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that we will determine whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information on your case. We will come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Mr. Westby.
On December 7th, 2017, Mr. Franco was released from DOC. He was arrested February 3rd, 2018 by Chandler PD on new misdemeanor charges of shoplifting, two counts. He was back in DOC custody February 27th, 2018 with an adjusted CSED of November 12th, 2018, 36 abscondes. Current conviction, 2014, organized retail theft, 4.5 years. Prior convictions, 2010, drug paraphernalia, two counts, each for 1 year. 2011, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2011, TIS release, arrested on new felony, possession of dangerous drugs, reached CUCD in jail. 2011, TIS release of standard, 285 days, reached CSED prior to receiving BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and alcohol noted. Other arrests, 2009, marijuana violation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2010, possess and sell marijuana, Arizona, disposition unknown. Mr. Franco has several arrests that are drug-related, however, those charges are either not filed or dismissed. His community arrest score is a G4B4. I have status of charges from Senior Parole Officer Viola dated March 28, 2018 in regards to the shoplifting charges, and it said, pled guilty for the charges. He got 120 days jail. Also, he will have 3 years probation.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Franco. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections, approved to reside in Reborn Assistance, located at 2546 West Orangewood Avenue in Phoenix. But on your initial intake at the halfway house, you tested positive for amphetamines and were denied placement at that location. On December 12, 2017, you were sent to Vibre Self-Pay at 2501 West Elm Street, but on intake at that location, you tested dirty for amphetamines again and were placed into the Vibre 90-day program. You resided at this location until your discharge on December 24th, 2017. Mr. Franco, you were missing from community supervision for 36 days. What were you doing during that time?
I was actually working at the time, and I left him a message that I was going to make that day, and then after that, I got sidetracked, I really got scared, because I didn't get to make that day, and honestly, I should just wait to him, because he was being real nice to me about everything else, and he just told me just to be honest with him, and if I couldn't make it, he'd, schedule, but honestly, just got scared, but plus, he had told me to sit out the warrants, too. I mean, I didn't think I was going to sit him out, but he told me to just go check up on him, too. And I was trying to take care of that also.
Well, sir, that's unfortunate because we hear this a lot. Someone will say, I didn't see my PO because I was afraid to go back to prison, and that's the very thing that sends him back to prison. So we do encourage you, should you be returned to community supervision in the future, to maintain a regular and positive relationship with your parole officer. It looks like that you're assigned to task to random your analysis with a color mint. You were not called for any UAs prior to absconding, but I will ask you, did you have ongoing issues with drug abuse? I noticed that you had some unofficial positives for amphetamine.
No, but when I talked to my parole officer, I told him when I left here, because they didn't get there, that I had a party before I left, and I told him to give me 30 days and I'd be clean by then, and he agreed to do that. But the halfway house, they kept running a drug test, and like, I'm going to sit down. I kept telling them I'm going to be dirty. By the end of the month, I should be clean. And therefore, that's what that was with them. And I did have a good relationship with my parole officer. The thing is that I just got this panic there at the end, and I don't know, I shouldn't have done what I did, but he was real nice and real respectful and everything.
So I'll ask you again, I think you almost answered this already, but I'll just ask it directly, and that is, why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
Well, I lost the phone. That's why I left the message, and then after that, I tried getting his phone. I kept calling the parole officer there in Phoenix, and they kept giving me some other phone number and some other phone number. I kept trying, and finally I just gave up, and I shouldn't even done that. I should just, kept trying. I knew where the office was. I should have went up there myself personally and done that, but I guess I panicked, I guess. Mm-hmm. Now I have no reason to panic.
Thank you, sir. When's the last time you used drugs?
That was when I told him the last time when I was here.
So how long was that? Approximately.
About
3 months ago. Okay, sir. What caused the Chandler Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I was walking around the mall, and I guess a security guard remembered me from the past, and they kept following me. I asked them, why are you following me? They didn't tell me, just kept following me, and I guess when I went outside, the cops were there. And they cut up to me, and they're like, we're arresting you for a shopping. And I was like, I'm not scared of them. And I know not now. They're from a time before, and they had a video, I guess, from me doing it before. And so they picked me up on that one.
Okay, sir, I'm going to ask my board members there before, pardon me, I'm getting tongue-twisted. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Okay, Mr. Franco, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you'd like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything that you feel you need to say?
I was doing good on the area, you know, I was working and whatnot. And if I get the chance to keep on going, I think I could do good. Maybe if I do stay here, my point is to do good anyway, regardless of which way we go, but I would really like to try my luck out there better than in here.
Okay, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Franco.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I feel for Mr. Franco. It sounds like that he's had some ongoing issues, if you look at his history with drug abuse. And I didn't ask him, but probably being involved in the crime to feed that drug abuse. And it sounds like that somewhere near being returned to the Department of Corrections that he panicked, he broke off contact with his parole officer and absconded for 36 days. I think based on how recently he has cleaned up from the use of hard drugs, I'm just not seeing him as a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision, and I think he might be better off pursuing any programming that's available to him inside the system, inside the correction system, putting together a plan for a safe return to the community, and hopefully returning outside the prison walls to be productive and responsible, but I'm certainly open to the input of my peers.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is, pardon me, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0042A, our discussion with Mr. Franco, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Franco is delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or is about to lapse in a criminal razor company, inasmuch as he absconded for several days and we could not monitor his activity, and based on the information provided in the warrant, had relapsed into problems. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Mr. Franco, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about November 12, 2018. I recognize that sounds like a long way away, but it is a matter of months, not years. We're asking you to put together a plan for your return to the community, to stay off of drugs, to think about coming back to the community to be productive and responsible. And we do wish you success. We don't want to see you get in arms before this parole board. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And we want to thank you for appearing before this board today. Thank you, Mr. Franco. This hearing is concluded.